In the final days before the U.S. Senate is set to go on Christmas recess, Democrats are hustling to get business done before work stalls in hopes of ultimately getting a health care bill passed. That's led to unusual behavior by Democrats under the direction of their leaders. Today, two freshman Democrats, including Senator Mark Begich, shut down fellow senators on the floor who wanted more time to talk. Begich was sitting in the presiding chair, a duty often left to freshmen. Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas asked for more time to talk, but Begich twice denied it, a highly unusual move.
Mr. President, I would ask unanimous consent to speak for an additional 5 minutes.
My capacity as Senator from Alaska, I object.
Mr. President, may I inquire of the chair, is it the intent of the presiding officer to prevent any senator from speaking on the floor on this important bill? I'm looking around. I don't see any other senator waiting to speak. I simply would like an explanation of the chair's ruling.
I release my objection.
Begich's office says he was showing frustration at what he perceives as continual delay. Begich wasn't the only one to shut down debate today. Fellow Democratic freshman Al Franken of Minnesota was sitting in the presiding officer's chair when independent Senator Joe Lieberman asked for more time. Franken refused. He said later it was nothing personal.
Joe and I are just talked about it. It was just something that the leader had asked that we just limit everything to 10 minutes, and I want to do it for both Democrats and Republicans. Joe totally understands.
Lieberman has raised the ire of many Democrats for refusing to support some of their health care proposals, but Franken insists his tactics and those of Begich were just done in the name of progress. However, Republican Senator and former vice presidential candidate John McCain of Arizona said he'd never seen behavior like that on the Senate floor and thought it was wrong.